This is Trevor Cars, and it's going to be one of my more in-depth discussions, and it's a topic about love, and love is such a powerful topic because it really has the ability to affect you positively and negatively. It really has an impact on your life. It can cripple you, it can enhance you, and it can do it in very strong ways in either direction if you let it. And you know, as I experience love with my girlfriend currently, the age of 28, I definitely have been learning a lot about the emotion behind it. But I want to go way back and really reflect on, you know, since birth, the power of love. You see, we are born with our loving mothers holding us. And, you know, at that instant of being brought into the world, we are introduced to love. So it's a very, very powerful introduction, right from the beginning. And then, as we grow up, you know, we start to learn more about the love of our parents and how they take care of us. And then we are introduced to, you know, school, where we learn about the loving and helping others, collaborating with others, and showing that love. And it's such a powerful, powerful topic, because we don't really understand, you know, love and its true capacity until we start dating others, until we start having that relationship. Then it brings a whole other slew of emotions in. Loving random people, you know, it's kind of a surface love. It doesn't take you deep into the topic. It doesn't take you deep into the emotions. And when you think about, you know, the real love and the troubles that your parents will go through to show love. For instance, my mom, she left her career because of the love of her three children. And she wanted to take care of us. And she was there for us. She was present. She was fully in love with us. And that was more important than any career or job. So she took the time. It was due to love. And your parents will make sacrifices such as the one I've described. And I don't know if we ever fully appreciate what our parents do for us as we grow up. I don't think we really fully understand until we ourselves become parents, and then we also learn, you know, the love towards our children. But it is a very powerful emotion when those sacrifices are made for you, because you are cared for and supported for, and you matter. And it is a great feeling knowing that you matter. As you grow up, you go through elementary school, you may be introduced to surface love as you're, you know, being hugged by your peers and whatnot. Then once you hit 12, 13, you may be introduced to relationships at that age. You may find somebody at that age who loves you. Although even at that age, 12, 13, 14, you're still too young to really understand the longevity and the power of love. It's still very new to you. I had crushes on girls in elementary school, and I think a kiss on the cheek was as far as I ever got when it came to love in elementary school. It wasn't something that I identified with. It's not something that I was comfortable with. I didn't put myself out there. Not that anyone should feel obligated to at that age, but there are some that connect. And same with high school, in that, you know, high school is perhaps the real introduction of love. Grade 9, grade 10, grade 11, you may be introduced to your first relationship where there are feelings of love. Even for myself, I never actually felt that. Once again, crushes, and certainly dreams about particular girls. But perhaps you are in a relationship and it is a young relationship, and you are a young age and you're still learning. You haven't really developed the sense of true love yet. It's not something that you can appreciate at that age. It's still very new to you. For me, I felt too immature to be in a situation of love. And most relationships would be immature at that age. I started loving what other girls were doing, you know, in my later high school years. Really appreciated and admired what some of the women were doing, and I said that would be somebody I would love to date. I admired couples that really looked like they would eventually get married, and they did. They're high school sweethearts. It's definitely something admirable. As I was loved when I was growing up, is that my parents loved me so much that I too wanted to demonstrate love to someone. I wanted to find that. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy, because I never fit in high school. I never fit in elementary school. I stood out as somebody that didn't belong to a group. I just didn't interact socially with anyone to the extent that others would. Therefore, I didn't confidently put myself out there. I didn't confidently show that I was ready to find someone. And if, even in your later high school years, you may still be too young, and that is fine. You may feel young, and that is fine. In university, I really focused on education. I really focused on learning. Or at least that's what I used as an excuse for not finding love. I was surrounded by women. I had plenty of opportunities to date. And I had the encouragement of my parents even to be dating. And it was something that was very nerve-wracking for me, and it may be for you as you look for potential love from someone else. The thought of it may be crippling to you, as public speaking is for some. And it really is. My first couple of years of university, I was working a part-time job, and there was this girl who I really wanted to ask out. It had to have been one of the most nerve-wracking experiences of my entire life, asking this girl out. And yet it was so innocent in that it was just a date. Not even a first kiss, just the date. The thought of asking somebody out on a date was absolutely terrifying. But as a man, the man must do it. The man must put himself out there and take charge and say, that is a person I would like to date, and reach out. This was before online dating was really a big thing. Online dating was still in its infancy. So introverts such as myself really had to get over the barrier of the nerves, the anxiety, the overall fear of rejection, as there's always a potential of rejection. And as you delve into love, you will no doubt be putting yourself into the potential rejection realm. But I wanted to experience love. I wanted to find out what it felt like. And I thought that that girl might be the one. And so I managed to ask her out. And it was, looking back, very adorable. I had a pen and a sticky note in hand, and I was prepared to receive her phone number, and then I would call her to let her know when I'm picking her up. That I was so prepared that it just seemed all rehearsed, and looking back, and I would say that a rehearsal in dating is not the optimum. The most natural approach is always the best. But nonetheless, it was a learning experience, and I was glad that I took the plunge. Although I needed a change of underwear afterwards because of the amount of sweat dripping off of my body and everywhere. Yes, it was absolutely nerve-wracking. Actual approach of the date, I decide to get 18 roses, 18 red roses. Have it in a nice glass vase for her as I arrive at her doorstep with her parents looking onward. Once again, it was overdone. It was forced. I was trying too hard. It wasn't the time. It was only the first date. I just needed to show up and be present as myself. And just be myself, my confident self. Nonetheless, I was not confident. I was a total disaster. When we went for dinner, there were crickets. And I didn't bring crickets with me. I brought roses, so that damaged my self-esteem for several years. I did not approach dating for quite a while. Based on that first date, I let that affect me. And based on that learning experience of the first date and your seeking of love, I have to say to you that you need to keep pushing forward as if you are looking for a job and you are trying to find somebody else. You have to keep plugging away and keep looking. And don't let that stop you if it's a disaster. Learn and carry on. Because there are plenty out there. Plenty of people out there who may be interested in your love. And that was the first date. Unfortunately, I did not push through. I did not carry forward. I let that cripple me. One of my better friends happened to be a girl in university, and it was great exposure to the female mannerisms and understanding female psychology. It was great exposure. Looking back, I have to say it was the kind of exposure I needed. Being an introverted male, very shy, and the thought of approaching women terrified me. So having a female friend assisted in my comfort for my later years. I was glad that I had her. There were times when I asked her out, and she always thought that this was a friend zone situation. Friend zone meaning I was never ever going to be more than a friend, even though I wanted to be more than a friend. I knew it was never going to happen. And that's okay. Looking back, she was right to do so. She was not interested in me. And I never got the hint. I never confidently said, this is okay. I am a man. I can hold my ground. And you can still just be my friend. And that is okay. For some reason, she had to be my girlfriend or nothing. That was not a good approach. As I think, men would be best served if they had more female friends to learn from, to prepare themselves for the real date, to really put them into a comfortable state around the opposite sex, and vice versa for women, and that women should have male friends. And not homosexual, but straight friends. as they too will learn to be comfortable around the opposite sex, so that when the time comes, it is not a difficult journey. It is a rather easy one to start into. And all it takes is perhaps one friend of the opposite sex, whether it be your sister-in-law or cousin, could be someone related. Just being around the opposite sex will make you more comfortable. But make sure that it is nothing more than friendship. Make sure that you don't expect more than that. Unless you love that person, then you may wish to continue forward and pursue that individual. But try not to have that kind of expectation. Try to just have a friendship. My later years in university, there was another girl who I went to the movies with. Absolutely bright, intelligent girl. I had the pleasure of working on many projects with, and she was the girl that I thought was determined, ambitious, somebody who I could really see a life with. And we got along so well, and once again, this was a devastating blow in that I was never, ever thought of as more than a friend. And that she was just very friendly, and that is how she approached people who were ambitious as her, is that she would work closely with them, and that is how she would go about her school work. And there was nothing wrong with her approach. There was just everything wrong with mine, as I always expected more. And I never directly approached her and said, "I'd like to ask you out." Everything was very indirect. I never confidently stood out as a man that wanted to ask her out. I always appeared like the friend again. So that was to my fault, in that I did not learn from my female friend over the years. I didn't understand how to get past that friend zone, and it was a challenge. I still think that the exposure to this girl was fantastic, and that I learned so much about intelligent, confident women, and the fact that they are people and that they are not to be downplayed. They are on the same path as us, and we, us men, and vice versa, we are all on the same path of finding love, and we also have similar ambitions. We are people. And perhaps the learning from that was that, yes, women, just like men, are people, and that they are not to be put on a pedestal as if they're this unreachable object, as that will make your reach even more difficult. That will make your venture into the dating world even more difficult. If you look at the opposite sex as some trophy, some difficult ambition. You need to break it down and put them at a level with you. Hence the friends that are opposite sexes. Make a difference in your growth with the opposite sex. It is important to consider. During my corporate gig, I was exposed to office romance. This was a relationship that I thought was my first experience with love. And once again, this was a devastating blow, as the woman that I had a relationship with was married with a child. And I knew this going in, but I was excited by the prospect of somebody caring for me, and I was excited by the prospect of caring for others. So I continued down this dark path of being in a relationship that I should have not been in. As the man, I should have said, no, this is enough. But I enjoyed the gratification of being with somebody. So I continued. And she had to break it off. Once she was pregnant with her husband, she broke it off. And looking back, I am glad she did, as it was ruining my life. It was dragging me down, knowing I could not be with somebody fully. And that this individual did not reciprocate the love that I had for her. I was able to handle this relationship better than my previous ones, as I had matured, I had grown older, I had learned about love and relationships. I had gone through some terrible situations, so this one was easier to handle, even though it was the greatest devastation to date for my relationships. And certainly put to question my love towards others and how I look at love. It definitely put to question how I looked at love. I hope you do not have to go through a similar relationship of toxicity, but you may. And it will not be easy to get out of, as the satisfaction is great and you feel sucked in, trapped. And I have to say that if you can get out of it, you have an opportunity to find something else out there. And that she is not the only one, that he is not the only one. The child is not the only one. It's not your child. that she has taken, that he has taken, and that you should not be involved with that individual. It is not right. Your short-term satisfaction is a detriment to your long-term happiness. And that if you are in a toxic situation, you need to get out now. You need to step up and get out now. For it will ruin you. You need to go and seek love elsewhere. And there is plenty of it elsewhere. I wish I had broken it off, but I did not. I was not strong enough. And I'm glad she did. I've cut all ties. I do not talk with this individual anymore, as it is a reminder of the terrible relationship that I have had. And I flip the page and I move forward, and as you should too. As there is no point in spending time or thought on a relationship in the past that did not do you any good. Understand learning and move on. One to 2 years later, I got back into the dating scene properly this time by playing to my strengths, as I am an introvert and I'm not socially strong as others are. So I signed up for a online dating account, and you may be best served to do so as well if you are struggling to find love, as it is a tool to find it, especially if you are shy and you are uncomfortable, as I am, around women or people. And I'm really glad that I gave online dating a try and I did not think of it as a bad thing. Because it certainly is a tool to find love. And if something will help you find love, then I support it and I think you should as well, as it will open you up to more opportunities, more possibilities. It'll put yourself out there. And that is important. It may be challenging at first when you go into online dating and you feel like there is no love out there. With patience, you will find a connection. But in the time that you are waiting, continue to work on yourself. Continue to work on your presence. Continue to work on who you are and putting your best self out there and having a positive attitude, as the opposite sex will want to see that. And if they do not, they will not be attracted to you. So consider being the best you. And if you are, there will be somebody out there who will see that and will connect with you. But you need to work on yourself in your dating journey. I did. And it was the single reason why I was able to attract opportunities. I started to exercise. started to make myself look like somebody attractive on the surface, as judgment does happen on the surface in this world. And to get to love, you may need to tweak ever so slightly so that your best self appears. I wouldn't say you need to go extreme. As when you find love, somebody will accept you for how you currently look. If you're a man, you may want to get a haircut. Ensure that you are clean shaven or your beard is trimmed. Or that your clothes aren't tattered and dirty. Or that you don't smell of BO. As that is a barrier to love, is difficult. They're basic hygienic principles that you need to take care of if you want to be considered somebody worthy of love. And the same goes for women. In your hygiene. And when you manage to get that date, you just need to be yourself. Forget the 18 roses. 18 roses will not buy love. Consider the Beatles song, Love Can't Be Bought. And you want to go in being comfortable with yourself. And by paying attention to yourself and improving yourself, you will feel more confident and just feel like you when you go in. And that is so important in being who you are. That will work wonders for you and your successes. You have quirks, that is okay. It may be a good time to bring those out right at the beginning, as I find that women and men will identify with those as well. And they'll feel like they can share their insecurities and their quirks right off the get-go. And that genuine communication at the start is critical, because then you're breaking barriers right away. Your first date can be so successful if you just be yourself and you show your vulnerabilities. As if you received the first date, you got past the surface judgment. They've already seen you. It is likely they've looked you up online. They've done their research. They've learned. They've found out who you are. Now, if you get to the first date, being yourself is important. Because if you are fake, then you're leading them down the wrong path. You're putting on a show. No, the first date when you are face to face is not where you put on a show. You be yourself. Because it is the way to filter out whether people accept you or not. There's no point in a second date if there is no connection. And if there is no connection, thank the opposite sex and be on your way. Do not waste time. Do not waste their time. Do not lead them on. Do not take advantage. Do not hook up. Treat them with respect as they would want to be respected, as all people want to be respected. As they are people. We are people. and we deserve to be treated with respect. I respected all of my dates. I treated them with the utmost respect. For those that were not a connection, I did my best to let them know this wasn't going to work out. Although I was shy and it was difficult to say, hey, this isn't going to work out. I had several awkward dinners with women and we did not connect. Some of them had the same occupation. We still did not connect. And I realized, well, even if they have similarities, doesn't mean that they will connect. And that is okay. I was exposing myself to many dates and many different women, conversations with women I've never had before. And it was good. It was good exposure. I never took advantage of any of the women. I absolutely respected them, as I always have and I always will. And I wish men were more like that. I wish men were not jerks. And if you're listening to this, do not be one. Do not take advantage. Do not try to gain some sort of satisfaction. Don't make it a game, as it is not. It is a journey to try to find love. And it's important that you respect the journey. This accumulation of effort to find somebody really built me up and helped with my maturity in the dating world. And had I not done any of this, had I sat home and dwelled on my rejections and my failures, I would have been giving up on love and the pursuit. And that did not seem right, as I was still young. And as we all are, we are always young, young enough to find love. So I kept pushing forward, knowing that one day I would find somebody. And I did. Because I did not give up. I continued to put myself out there. And I eventually found somebody who I fell in love with so quickly that I was wondering if this was okay. And then I realized this was love. This was genuine love. And it accelerated things. And this girl was absolutely so special to me because she was so true to herself and I found it so adorable in that we were different and it was cliched in that opposites attract, as the saying goes, but she was different. Different from me, but in a good way. In a very good way, that we complemented each other and we had different interests and we pushed ourselves out of our comfort zones because of our differences. We tried things together. That took us away from the norm. And as I'm speaking about this girl, she's still my girlfriend. And this is the longest relationship I've ever been in. And I hope that this is going to continue and that I continue to work to be the best boyfriend, potentially husband, father, as I would very much like to go down that road with her. And the reason why is, and this is what you need to look for. So when you see her, are you smiling and are you happy that she is about to jump into your arms? Are you excited about the fact that you get to hold her? You get to kiss her on the forehead, the cheek, the lips. Do you get excited about those things? If you do, there is love there. And I feel that every day with her. And when I don't see her, there's sadness in that, you know, I miss some of that love. But I know she's there. And I am absolutely waiting for her every day. Ready to show my love and be there for her and support her and care for her. As my parents have done so for me, I too want to show that to her. I want to spend my time, the time that I have, to show that love to her, to dedicate my life going forward to her, to live a life with her. And what I've learned in a long-term relationship such as this is that there will be ups and downs, there will be obstacles, there will be challenges that will question whether you want to be with her, whether you want to break up, or whether you want to carry forward, whether you want to go through with the challenges. And it really puts a ton of stress on your thoughts to the point where you are screaming with yourself every day, deciding whether love is worth it. It is going to test you. And I realize that love is not easy, and it reminds me of the sacrifices that my parents had to make, and those decisions were not easy. In the face of love, they were not easy. They weren't something that could be decided in a day. It was not an easy decision. Absolutely challenging. Every single day, there's a challenge. And I think about the overall picture and I say, are these actually really challenges? Or are they just little roadblocks, little bumps in the road that, can be taken care of fairly easily? Are these really as serious as I make them out to be? And I think about my previous relationships and how devastating they were and all the different emotions I had to go through. And I would say, well, those challenges were significant. These are minor. And these are worth it because I found somebody. These are absolutely worth it. And you let her know the challenges, but that you are fully committed 110% to be there every day, that you are waiting, that you will love her unconditionally. And that is how I feel, and that there might be some subtle challenges, but if when you found that love, the challenges are absolutely worth it. They are so worth it. Because of that love, that strong love, and you know that there are challenges regardless. If you want love, you're going to see that challenge. You're going to see it in every relationship. So you should embrace it. You should say, this is okay. I'll take this challenge. I'll handle it. You will go through fights in the pursuit of love. Go through arguments, differences. How you handle those fights is really important to your maturity, and the fights are okay. As long as you both know that you love each other and that the fights were to learn about each other passionately, to learn more about each other, to understand the shortcomings in the relationship, to figure out how to address those shortcomings, how to improve upon the relationship. If you aren't fighting, you aren't having common discussions, you aren't talking about the important things, you should be fighting. But not every day. They should be controlled, should not be vicious, should not be detrimental to one's health. They should definitely be reasonable. They should be constructive in that you are both level-headed. You should both have a resolution, and you should both make up afterwards. You should both love each other afterwards. Realize that the fight helped you both grow in the relationship. Except that there are those times when you will be angry with one another, and that is absolutely okay. Make sure that you are there with your arms open, ready to hug her. Be there for her on the next date. And in terms of intimacy, I want to let the men know that it isn't about us. It's never about us. We have a right to make sure that they are happy, that we please them without any expectation of satisfaction in return. That we satisfy our woman before we satisfy ourselves. That is absolutely the most critical piece to your intimacy. And that you're giving everything you can to make sure that they are satisfied. Men should open the doors for their women. Men should say, "I love you," more often. Men should call them, call their women, communicate with them, tell them, talk to them. Women want to talk. They want to hear you. Don't let everything sit inside your head. Talk about it with her. She is your best friend. She has a right to know what's going on in your head. You owe her that. Communicate with her. Make sure that she is happy. That is absolutely important. Go out of your way to delight her every day. As you are privileged to have somebody next to you, you have this wonderful person that's willing to spend time with you. You need to cherish that. And be grateful for it and thank her for it. And let her know how much she means to you. As you should for your parents, as you should for your siblings, as you should for your family, your friends, you should let them know how lucky you are that they are there with you. And I can't say I know everything about love. I can't say I know anything about love, as it is such a complicated journey to learn about love. And I still struggle with it every day, and I'm trying to learn as I am young at 28. My first relationship, my first real, true love relationship wasn't until the age of 27, where there was love on both ends, love from both of us into the relationship. Not until the age of 27. And it is something I continue to learn about every day. And as I look forward and continue to improve and aim to improve my relationship with my girlfriend, it's love that is so critical. Because I do absolutely love her, and I hope that you find someone that you absolutely love. And you may be in your first relationship, second relationship, you may be giving up on relationships because you couldn't find love. Well, keep trying. Use your experiences that you've learned and keep pushing forward as I have. You may find success, and you hold on to that success, and you nurture that success as you grow. As a final word, I can't wait to have children. Read a lot on, parental development, and there is a lot to be said about love for your children. If you have children, that you should love them all the time. They might get angry at you. They might throw a tantrum. What I've learned is that you hug them anyways. Even if they're screaming in your ear, you hold on to them and you cherish them. You show unequivocal love towards them. Even if they are a pain in the ass, they are your children. You should love them entirely. Support them, love them, care for them. And that's what I've learned from my parents, and that they loved me every day. And they still do. And I can't wait to exude that same love towards my children, to show my children that I love my wife, to show my children that love is absolutely important in this world. And I cannot wait to show them how much I love them, and that I am there for them. And there is so much more to be said about love. And I am only 28. I'm happy to describe my experiences to this point, and I hope that you have found love, or that you will find love eventually, and I know you will.